Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verses 1 to 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verses 1 to 15, King James Version. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and break down the images, and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also, he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built few cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build the cities, and make about them walls, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they build and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,000,000. And 300 chariots, and came unto Marisha. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatah at Marisha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And they carried away very much spoil, and they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Mm. Let us now pray and cry out to God. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all trials that you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, non-willingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you that you will listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruits to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, Bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for her and pray for him. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourselves to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good examples to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistics, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gift and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bondages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to rest the rest of the congregation, families, workers, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and to new people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Praise God, good morning. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and let's read verse 6. It says, "Seek ye the Lord, where he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near." It's time for us to seek God. Christ is coming soon. We need to seek the Lord, to draw near to him, to repent of our sins, to do what is right, to go along his will and along his plans for us. As we have read at the beginning today about King Asa, he sought the Lord and he was found by them, and God prospered them, God protected them. Let us draw near to God today. Lord, we are coming to you, seeking your face, O God, seeking your will, O Lord. Renouncing our sins, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near.
Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever praise you. You live.
God answer the prayers of every one of us when we say, step by step, you lead us. Yes, O God. Lead us step by step to where you want us to go and what you want us to do. Even if we don't want, do it, O God. Answer this prayer so that we will follow you all our days. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thank you. We bless you in his name. Amen. I will come to you with an open heart and make a sacrifice of praise. I've
seen your bar in the holy place, and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me.
Yes, oh God.
Oh, that is why I'm surrounded by the favor of the
forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and over God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let's repent of our sins, our shortcomings. Let us stop behaving like Jonah. Like Martin doing things God did not say to do it. Let us forsake our own ways and come back to have rest and peace in his presence.
I'm tired, oh Lord. I'm tired. Your will. Come quickly, Lord. Save my heart from sin. I need your touch. Come heal my heart from now. Holy Spirit. King of Kings. Holy Spirit, flow through me. I want to serve the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, flow through me.
My Jesus,
my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. Of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease.
To God. Nothing compared to the promises that we have in you for the eternal life that you bestow upon us, for the place that you give for us in heaven, for the inheritance that never perish or fade or run away, that you kept for us. Thank you for your presence in our life and our daily walk with you. Thank you for answering our prayers, guiding us, correcting us, rebuking us, disciplining us, leading us in the way of righteousness. We thank you, O God, and we pray, anoint the rest of the item of our worship, the giving and the message. Speak to us and guide us. Speak to our hearts, O God, as we decide to seek and draw near to you. Lead us into victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Open your Bibles in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your great love to us. Lord Jesus, you have shown us through the way this offering that even the smallest amount or gift given with sincere heart matters to you. Lord God, we pray that our giving will result in the advancement and enlargement of your kingdom. Lord, use this offering to transform lives. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am reading from the message of our overseer entitled with Seeking God is Seeking His Face. Seeking God is Seeking His Face. Kindly open our Bible in Book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Let us pray. Lord God, we honor your holy name. We thank you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness to us. Lord, we thank you for this day to listen to your word. And as we listen, give us humility to seek you and find you. Proving to those who seek, they will not be ashamed, but rather have eternal life. Lord, anoint my lips and emphasize it with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Touch your church, Lord, that your will and plan will flow in their lives so that the people around them will see you through them. Bless your word, O God, because you are the word became flesh in Jesus' name. Amen. The word seek means to look for something specific, to search for one thing peculiar and no other preferences. To seek is to find one right answer and no other solution appropriate. People keep on seeking lot of things that they think are essential for them, like good reputation, wealth, job, good partner, best qualification, and scientific progress. All mentioned are commendable, but not essential. What should we need to seek for? Number one, seek the truth. The truth is this: God is the creator of heaven and earth and the author of all things that people need. Many people in this world, they have already acquired big reputation, but they fail to find and receive the truth that they need to know. A famous person is nothing compared to someone who is the Son of God. In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came down from heaven to save the people from sin and death. He died on the cross and was buried, but raised from the dead on the third day to give eternal life to everyone who believes in him. Jesus came to earth to destroy the works and the schemes of Satan, who is the father of lies, by revealing the truth and the power of God. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Number two. Seek the right way. There are many ways and influences in this world, but the way of the Lord is the right way. People are trying to find a way to travel to different places to seek for a fortune or to live in a better land, as many said, a greener pasture. But unfortunately, they don't know the way to heaven, the place that is not only green, but with golden and eternal city. There is only one way to reach heaven. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Jesus is the only mediator between God and all men. He is the way to heaven, the place promised to all who believe and obey his will. Jesus recommends us to enter into the narrow or straight gate that leads to life and to avoid going through the wide gate that leads to destruction. in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Enter ye in all the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You need to endeavor to enter through the straight gate. In Luke chapter 13, verse 24, Luke chapter 13, verse 24, strive to enter in all the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Number three, seek to live a life to the full. If you seek to live a life and live it to the full or in abundance, you need to receive Jesus in your heart as your personal Savior and accept Him as the Lord over your life. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus is your assurance to have a wonderful life, and it is only Jesus who can satisfy your needs. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. To God belong everyone and everything. He is the creator and the giver that we should seek. We ought not only to seek the gift or our wants, but to seek the author and the giver. Seeking God is a continuous and a long process. A day and night pursue it until Jesus comes again and will take us with Him to heaven. Number four, seek God to know His will through life of prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. When you go to a market to buy a thing, you already have certain criteria in mind. So you search and seek before you purchase. You spend time and effort. This may even cause you delay and to spend not only time but money and effort also. You may not find what you want the first day, and again you go to the next day because you are seeking certain quality. In the same manner, in your life, in your prayer life with God, you need to seek the good quality of answered prayers, putting in your mind those good things you will receive when you wait upon God to give you the best and the most suitable. Yes, it requires patience. And this is how you need to train yourself while you are seeking His will, as well as put in your mind that His will might not suit your desire, but for sure it is the best for you because He knows better than you. Therefore, it is wise to accept what He is freely giving to you. King David desired one thing in Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. David, when he was looking to live in the house of God, not because he had no house to live, but because he wanted to be near to God, for he was seeking to live forever with God. King David was seeking eternity And this is what we also need to seek. After we receive Jesus in our hearts, we need to seek and know him more. We need to always obey and follow him. We must seek his word and his example and his direction, the truth, the way, and the life, in order for us not to be apart from him. More so, when we are serving God, we need to seek him to be corrected, to be instructed, and to be warned. Seeking God needs earnest desire for him. In Psalm chapter 63, verse 1, Psalm chapter 63, verse 1, O God, thou art my God, verily will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. Seeking God requires faith and high degree of discipline, obedience, honesty, and willingness to follow all God's decrees and commands. Seeking God is not difficult. Instead, it makes your life easier. When you seek God, you are kept on the right track of life. Seeking God does not rob you, but will continually bless you. When you seek God, you lose nothing, but you will receive reward. Seeking God is to know really who God is and to know his will into your life through studying his word. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. In John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Holding to the teaching of the Lord Jesus is not only to know the truth, but you have to live in this truth. Therefore, your willingness to live in the truth is the most important part. If you are not willing to practice and live according to the word of God, then knowing the truth, it becomes only a mere knowledge, but you will not be set free unless you hold firmly to it. God will not reveal to you the truth unless you are humble and take the initiative to seek him as his word declares in Psalm chapter 25, verse 9. Psalm chapter 25, verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Unless you humble yourself and come to God and start confessing your sin to him, God will not teach you his way that leads to abundant life. Seeking God is the duty of man. God did his part. He sent his son Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost. But man still not aware of what God had done to him. Jesus came from heaven. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried but rose from the dead on the third day to give eternal life to those who believe in him and follow his steps. Seeking God is repentance from all your sins. Therefore, in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to 7, in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to 7, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Not an end to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. As long as it is called today, you still have the opportunity to repent of your sins and start to seek God. Do that while you are all right. Don't wait for trouble or for God's wrath to come, then you will start to seek his face. Seeking God is seeking God's face. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 8, Psalm chapter 27, verse 8, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When we speak to anyone who look at the face to see the facial expression and to pick up what is the person's heart and mind, Seeking God is to seek His face and to know His will in your life. Some people, when they seek God, they don't seek His face, but they will seek His hand in order to get the blessings, but they are not willing to obey His word. Such kind of people, they obey as long as there are material blessings coming into their lives, but they are not willing to go farther with Him. Or they come to Him and seek His help while they are in trouble, but once they are relieved, they run away. Seeking the face of God can include the following. Letter A is to look carefully, watching God's face to see His reaction to you in what you are doing and saying, that you want to keep Him happy with a smiling face that shows He is pleased with you as He is watching your life and how you conduct yourself in this world. Letter B, that are you ready to repent, turn from sins, and amend your ways if you notice that God's face became sad toward you because of your wrongdoings or taking wrong step or do wrong action that God is not pleased with. Letter C, that you are no more concerned of material things you are receiving from God as long as God is happy with you. King David asked one thing of the Lord in Psalms chapter 27, verse 4. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. The meaning for that, to dwell in the house of God, is that David wanted to be near God. Seeking God and doing exactly what He said in His word will bring you near to God. And to be near God is to be protected. And to be near God is to be well provided. Those who are not seeking God, not only they displease God and no place for them in eternally, but they are in constant danger and threats. They are unprotected. David wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him and to inquire of Him in His temple and to look into the expression of His face and watch if He is pleased with him or not. Seeking God and obeying His words is something beautiful because it will bring you into that abundant life that Jesus had promised to those who obey Him. We need to be in deep relationship with God with all our emotions, thoughts, and devotions for Him alone, to know what it is in God's heart for us, His good and perfect plan. The Lord God said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, and when ye shall search for me with all your heart. How could we accomplish the good plans and receive the perfect future that God has for us if we do not call upon God and diligently seek His face? To diligently seek God is not only to come and pray to Him. To seek God wholeheartedly is to listen, to obey, and to follow His word, the written word, the Bible, and the living word, Jesus. God had for each man good plans that give future, hope, and prosperity. But these plans will not come true and you will not enjoy them unless you start to seek God with all your heart. God will give His secret to those who fear Him, to those who are willing to obey His commands. In Psalms chapter 25, verse 14, Psalm chapter 25, verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him and he will show them his covenant. When you see a little child of few years age, you are easily able to recognize his parents because he will have the same expression of their faces, because he has the same of their genes. In the same way, when you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord in your life, he accepts you as his child. So to be child of God, you should have the same characteristics of God and his son Jesus Christ. So when you seek God and his word and obey what he says, you will start to carry the characters of God and his son Jesus, and you will be truly called Christian. My dear and beloved, in James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Those who draw faces, they will sit in front of the person and look to his face to draw exactly the more details of his face, so the drawing would be exactly as the face of the person. In the same way, to seek God is to seek his face, to seek more details of his face so you can know clearly, and in such knowing would come when you know his word and you do them, practicing them, so that your life would be clearly showing God and Christ demonstrated in your life and daily living. You need to look intently into each and every word of God and continue to do what his word says. And as such, God shall be revealed clearly in your life, and people shall see him in your life. And in such, you will be achieving God's purpose for you in your life in seeking his face. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for the forgiveness of all my sins and rose again from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that increased my faith and trust in you and had taught me how to seek you with all my heart. Lord, thank you for all the material and spiritual blessings that you gave to me and bestow over my life. Lord, thank you for all the teaching, the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments we receive in this message. Now repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your pride and your lack of humility. Repent of your wrong motives in seeking God, that you are seeking his hand and what he will give to you, and not to seek his face to please him. Repent of your lack of faith and your lack of fruit of your full trust in God and his word. Repent of your lack of fear of God and living and doing your own ways, your own will and plans. Repent of your worldliness and your yoke with non-believers and many friends. Repent of your lust, immoralities, and the rest of the works of the flesh. Repent of your selfishness, your lack of commitment, and unwillingness to give to God your time, your effort, and your material things. Repent of being a bad example to others. Repent of your lack of patience and self-control. Repent from your unwillingness to persevere while persecuted and suffer for Christ. Repent of your unwillingness to reach the lost souls to bring them to Christ. Repent from wasting your time in spoiling your mind with the media, news, and games. Repent of your lack of reading God's word in the Bible and studying the scripture, and your lack of prayer. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Lord, from this day, From this day on, I set my heart to seek your face and to look intently into your word and obey what it says. Lord, I commit myself to live my plans and my will, and I'm willing to do your will and your plan in my life. Lord, I'm seeking your face to live my life to please you. O Lord, my God, I earnestly seek you. Teach me your word and your ways. Step by step, you lead me and help me to follow your ways and do your will. Thank you, Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever praise you. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever praise you. We will seek you in the morning. We will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead us, and we will follow you all of our days.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and committed themselves to seek your face and not your hand, to live according to your word and to your will to them and their lives. Lord, help them in their lives to step by step lead them as they are seeking your face to please you. Lord, uphold them with your love and grace that they will do your will and accomplish your purpose in their lives. Lord, set them good example to others to follow you. Lord, do miracles and wonders in their lives and uphold them with victories so people will know that you are the true God and they are your servants. Lord, we pray for us as church that we will continue to serve you, seeking your face and doing the things that are pleasant to you, and committing ourselves to use all the resources you are gave us for that purpose. Lord, protect us, our families, workers, and ministries from all the temptations of the devil and its demon. We come against all the works of the devil and cast it out from all lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit ourselves to walk before you in humility and in holiness, in accordance to your will and plan for us. Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and lead us, enable us to reach new people, making new disciples and training new workers, and to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, bless and increase all our ministries and prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come to take us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, that your hand be with us and free us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will come to you with an open arms and bring a sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in the holy place, and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy, Lord, your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. I will remember your mercy, Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord. Lord, always and forever.
Always and forever.